This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We want to tell you thank you very much for making us the number one show on Saturdays, Genesis Communication Networks, and one of the top four radio shows during that week, Monday through Friday. We greatly appreciate it, though we could not do it without you, and we realize that. Also want to let you know, if you want to go online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com to check us out, sonsoflibertymedia.com to check us out. Those two pages interact one with another. And again, folks, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And yes, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, friends, and we know our founding documents, as George Washington during his farewell address shared with his posterity. That would be us 240 years later, through the George Washington farewell address that was literally read by every student before they could graduate in this country all the way up until 1962. Keep in mind, George Washington, the father of our country, known as the President of the United States of America, he was the one that said religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. That's exactly right. And that's why they're spending so much time today trying to demoralize you, America. And we should have enough common sense to know that we love the Christ enough to obey him from our hearts. Read Romans 6 when you get a moment, please. Now let's get back to this, because I'm going back and forth on some of the things that... I guess after the first hour, I would be thinking, well, how does this work? Well, it's interesting, because the Lord said he would give you eyes to see. He would anoint your eyes to see in the book of Revelations chapter 3. And he'd give us ears to hear. And he would constantly say that to those that have eyes to see and ears to hear. To those that have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Folks, whatever's going on in this country, hang on. I got this. This is coming up right now. Just to show you what's happening is in contrast with the truth every step of the way. And I'm thinking about one of the quotes here. You know what I'll do is I'll pull this up. Live radio, folks. Live radio. I'll pull this up, but it's important I keep it line upon line, precept upon precept, so you can understand exactly what I'm saying. I think it may pull up now. Just hold on a second. And of course, as they say, when you need it the most, it's a campaign effort, and what it is basically everything... Oh, no. I'm sorry. Here we go. I'm going over to it right now. I'm just thinking about what the CIA director, William Casey, had said, because what they mean to do is stifle the truth with their lies. And I just happen to have it right in front of me right now, and I'm going to open that up so you can... hear what he has to say. This is the state-controlled narrative, okay? This is the state-controlled narrative. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believes is false. See, they want you to believe that what they are telling you is the truth, when in fact it is completely false. And the Spirit of Christ has a way. It's like the false prophets. They're easy to figure out. They're easy to discern, friends, because they tell you to do something that God is telling you not to do. Real prophets tell you stay near and go back to the cross. They drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more except bring you to the Christ who saves your soul. False prophets pull you away. They pet your flesh. Well, real prophets bring you to the cross and they lay the cross on your flesh. Because they understand they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. That's what Scripture tells us. So let's get back over to this. Okay, so how do they create a state in which we're going into right now? And we're seeing this happen on a daily basis. We're transcending lines, friends. We're crossing lines, and we're allowing government to do that. We're allowing them to mold us in a way that we don't want to be molded. They're trying to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own global image is what they're trying to do. Well, it's order out of chaos, and I've shared with you in the past, friends, so who's creating the chaos? Well, let me share it with you this way, because, again, it's through experience. I spent some time watching the true story of the Lone Survivor, where four Americans, finest of Americans, might I add, Navy SEALs, were a part of an operation called Operation Red Wing, where they were sent out to do some reconnaissance concerning terrorists, they were told, in Afghanistan. Isn't it interesting? Our military, the best that we have through the Navy SEALs, and our military is called to go overseas unconstitutionally, first and foremost, without congressional approval. The American people are okay that their sons and daughters go fight for a state that's trying to establish a new world order. They go over there, and then the criminal in the White House ties one of their arms behind their back, and they're not able or allowed to engage the enemy. I want you to think about what's going on here, friends. Well, that was what took place concerning Operation Red Wings. And though it was reconnaissance, friends, they still had an opportunity to take out the enemies, or the enemies at least that we were told that are enemies, right? And going back to Operation Red Wing, right from the start, it seemed very clear concerning the movie The Lone Survivor, which is a true story. That's based on Operation Red Wings. But right from the start of that operation and that reconnaissance, friends, it seemed very clear that that special op was cursed. All the way from the herdsmen's coming directly into their particular position where they were discovered. But it's interesting, they were discovered, friends, but again, they weren't allowed to engage the enemy. They could not terminate the compromise of being discovered because of something that's called rules of engagement. And because they couldn't deal with those that discovered them, guess what? They were surrounded by 200 Taliban, you were told, while they were waiting and expecting to be extracted, but could not because their radio signal was too weak to reach headquarters. And keep in mind, those four Navy SEALs through Operation Red Wing, before they got to the top of that mountain, the enemy was already on top of that mountain waiting for them to get up there. How was that possible? How did they know that? Stay with me, friends. Then there was the downing of two Chinook helicopters, two Apache helicopters, who had given them cover, but they were grounded. Why were they grounded, friends? Why were they not allowed to extract the four guys concerning that reconnaissance through Operation Red Wing? And I want to give you a little insight too, friends. While watching The Lone Survivor, I remember sitting there and the Lord dropped a word on me. And I'm going to share that word with you when I get back on the other side of this break. What are we talking about right now? How do they do it? Well, they order out of chaos. So who's creating the chaos? We're talking about the Lone Survivor, where four of our American finest Navy SEALs were sent into Operation Red Wings to do some reconnaissance, and they were killed, three of them were.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. First hour, we spent time talking about Barack Hussein Obama and his treasonous act against the American people. That is, again, once again, coming to the light. And I told you he was going to become more bold in his crimes against we the people. And that's exactly what he's doing. But we have been talking about funding Islamic Jihad. Obama administration may have paid as much as $33.6 billion in cash and gold to Iran. He is arming and aiding your enemies. He's doing this, folks. He's funding terrorism. Keep in mind, terrorism, government by intimidation. It's not whoever they deem to be the enemy, America, the way that you've led to believe that, well, if the government says it and the media says it, they must be our enemies. Really? No, they're using groups of people and they're causing them to offend one towards another to create war while they conquer. That's what they're doing. I mean, if anything, friends, especially Christians, you have a huge opportunity right now to win all these Muslims to Christ as they're illegally coming into America. If you don't want to enforce the law, well, then preach the gospel, which would be an enforcement of the law because Christ fulfilled that law. Read Romans 3. Faith is not made void. No, you establish the law through faith. But going back to this, friend, so who's creating all this? And I'm talking about The Lone Survivor, that movie. If you haven't seen it, see it. Get an angel, though, where it takes out the swear words. I mean, my goodness, is it necessary to say the F word like that constantly? Vulgarity after vulgarity. Expletive after expletive. No reason for it at all. Matter of fact, I'm making a point going down that little trail right now. I spent some time with Herb Surth from the Band of Brothers, who lives right in my backyard. HBO series, The Band of Brothers. If you haven't seen that, see that. But I said, what's with all the swearing? He said, I want to let you know that that's Hollywood. He said, we did not talk that way. Exactly. You notice how they always got to GD everything, friends? They just got to curse God. Really, in fact, what they're doing is they're cursing themselves. because God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Exodus 30, Deuteronomy 5, it's the third commandment. But talking to the lone survivor, again, where four of America's finest Navy SEALs of Operation Red Wings were sent to do some reconnaissance concerning supposed terrorists in Afghanistan. Remember, they were discovered, if you've seen the movie, and because of rules of engagement, they could not terminate the compromise. They couldn't deal with three people that found them in the middle of nowhere. And it's interesting how they were found out. It was as if someone was actually pushing the pieces to create this little war, to create a calling card to pull people into the military. I'll get to that in a moment. They couldn't terminate the compromise of being discovered because, again, the rules of engagement. Then, before they got to the top of the mountain, somehow or another, because they let those that discovered them go, they had to run down the top of the mountain, but the four Navy SEALs went up to the top of the mountain. But before the Navy SEALs got to the top of the mountain, guess what? Over 200 Taliban were on the top waiting for them. How did they get there? How did they know? You see how this works, friends? You're being played. Like a piece on a chess board. And keep in mind, when they were to be extracted, for some reason or another, there was the downing of two Chinook helicopters. They were not allowed to go forth and bring forth that extract, because the two Apache helicopters would have given them cover, but they were grounded too. Now, why would they do something like that? It's as if they wanted something to happen to them Navy SEALs. Just like through Extortion 17, which was a trade-off. I didn't say that. The parents of the fallen did. Barack Hussein Obama is taking Navy SEALs and he's trading, he's bartering with the lives of the best that we have in this country through our Navy SEALs. Now, all circumstances around Operation Red Wing are very strange, both from within and without. But while I was watching the movie, the documentary is really what it was, but it was made in a movie form, The Lone Survivor, the Lord just dropped on my heart. As I was watching it, I noticed that after three were killed, I said to my wife, and I knew by the Holy Ghost, that this Marcus Luttrell, he ran. I said, the only reason he lived is because they let him live. And I want to tell you something. He ran. And everybody would have called me crazy until Marcus Luttrell came forth sometime after the movie was released. And he had shared with the American people that he ran. So while Mikey was being shot and Axe was being shot dead and Danny was being shot, Marcus was stinking running. Tragically, three of the four SEALs were killed. What again began to catch my attention was when Marcus Luttrell said about the enemy, they knew exactly where we were. Hey, folks, since September 11th, why has it all been aimed at you? Why have these bureaucracies been aiming their guns at you? The IRS, the FBI, the CIA, Homeland Security. Why are they all aiming their guns at you, America? They knew exactly where we were. Why are all these drones? Why are all these scans? Why are all these, why all this spying going on Americans? Well, the supposed terrorists that you have been led to believe that are the terrorists, they're not the terrorists. You're the terrorist. Just like I had said, someone had enough common sense listening to the show to understand exactly what I was saying by saying it in a better way that I probably could have said it, but he said it. On September 11th, 2001, it was clear who the enemies of America were: the religion of Islam and Muslims. Here we are 15 short years later, and they are America's friends, while Christians and patriots have been deemed America's enemies by the God-hating liberal traitors in Washington, D.C. Simple as pie to see. Simple as pie to figure out. Some people just don't have eyes to see, and some people just don't have ears to hear, because they're not listening, because they're not taking time to go to the Lord to receive from the Lord. Well, let's take it a step further. What I did is I began to listen to Marcus Luttrell's CD version of the book, Lone Survivor. And some of the things that were said seemed to pop out at me. Marcus said, it seemed like we were oftentimes chasing shadows. As if to say they were chasing something that didn't exist. You know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that the wicked will flee when none pursueth. Oh, this is dropping in now too, friends. Hey, why is your government trying to disarm you, America? Because the enemy's within and the sword's without. Just like judgment tells us in the book of Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. It tells us all this, friends. I want to go back to this. Marcus Luttrell, one of the Navy SEAL ops going to reconnaissance in Afghanistan through Operation Red Wing, said, it seemed like they knew exactly where we were. It seemed, said one of these Navy SEALs operatives, Marcus Luttrell, going on reconnaissance in Afghanistan, where his arms were tied behind his back through rules of engagement, said they knew exactly where we were. But everybody was called off to bring forth the extract. They were there to abet and abet the enemy with one arm. And I'm not talking about our Navy SEALs. I'm talking about the government who told them, no, you cannot do this if you're discovered. How did they know where they were in the first place? Well, Marcus Luttrell said they knew exactly where we were. And then he goes on to say, Marcus Luttrell said, it seemed like we were often chasing shadows. You were. He would explain how these said terrorists would diminish and would come again, all loaded up. I mean, as if to say that our Navy SEALs were set up, right? Like the cat were set to chase the mice, namely our SEALs. It was like they were set up the whole time, which they were. I mean, friends, from an outsider looking in, it seemed as if the soldiers on both sides, both the good guys and the bad guys, the ones that were defined out by the American people, because, again, the state-controlled narrative, which is set, seemed that on both sides of the battlefield, they were being played like a chessboard. They were. Remember, again, let's go back to none other than the pedophile himself, Mr. Henry Kissinger. He said that the American soldier are dumb, stupid idiots only to be used for pawns in foreign policy. See, they wouldn't be there in the first place to fight unjust wars that are created by those that are playing them as if they're a piece on a chessboard in the first place, had the American people taken responsibility and put the kibosh on their corrupt representatives. Are you catching this? This is how you stop it. Be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Order out of chaos, showing you how it works, friends. And we're showing you how it works from an insider that didn't know it until after the fact. He said, Marcus Luttrell did, concerning the movie Lone Survivor, one of the SEAL operatives in Operation Red Wings. Four guys were sent into reconnaissance concerning supposed terrorists in Afghanistan. And he said, it seemed like they knew exactly where we were. Every step of the way. I want you to know that aside of what we're highlighting right now, when you look at the movie The Lone Survivor, which is based on Operation Red Wing, when I first watched it, I was so uncomfortable. I was on the edge of my seat the entire time, wanting to break into what I seen in front of me to help my brothers that were sent to go over with one arm tied behind their back because I seen them as sitting ducks concerning 200 Taliban. Because, as a fact, they were set up. But I want you to understand that we had watched this with some folks. And I had shared with them, do you realize, off topic, same topic, America. Do you realize that this movie is a calling card for recruitment? And I'll never forget a guy saying, what do you mean a calling card? I said, don't you understand? It reminds me of back in the 60s when I wasn't around, when John F. Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Do you know how many young people went up and signed up for the military? Military in this country used to be honorable, friends, and I believe that it still is. If we're actually there to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and in our backyard. And just think, if everybody that did that in this country, we would not be facing what we're facing today. But they'll all say we're just doing our job. No, they're not. They're saving their own butts, they think, at least temporarily. Do you guys remember Pat Tillman, who got his head shot off by his own people? And many people believe that that was a hatchet job from the inside, too, as well, under the Bush regime, because it would have been a calling card. Because after Pat Tillman was killed, guess what? A lot of young people went in and signed up for the military because it was honorable. And they wanted to use a martyr to set that up. Go ahead and check out the Pat Tillman story, friends. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. But going back to the lone survivor, you do need to understand that this is a calling card. See, because when you're watching that movie, you want to get in there and help, and you want to destroy the enemies, the ones that you have been conditioned to believe that are your enemies. No matter who they say is your enemies, America, just like Bush said after September 11th, if you're not for us, then you're with the terrorists. That should have told you right then and there who is responsible for September 11th. Who's gained from terrorism, right? Governments have. Globally. Remember what I told you Marcus Luttrell said about the enemy? They knew exactly where we were. That's pretty amazing. And during the extract, all the helicopters were, well, they were grounded. They couldn't go help. And then when it came to their enemies that actually exposed, they were exposed to and by, they couldn't do anything about them. They couldn't terminate the compromise. Nope, they were told by your government not to do that. And then when they got to the top of the mountain, for some reason, they were already up on top of the mountain waiting for those Navy SEALs. America, who is controlling all of this? I mean, if you want to listen to the likes of what the head of the CIA said, he already told you, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believes is false. Why is it since September 11th again? Let me just reiterate this point. Why are you the ones that are being aimed at? Because George Soros just told you. You're the only obstacle. They got to get rid of you, America. Hey, by the way, I want to tell the enemies of all righteousness, I want to let you know, and I want you to listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. The republic will never be completely destroyed, nor will the seed of the righteous. We will be here forever. You will be removed. And it reminds me of something that Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said. The world is like the hammer. And the Christians, the church, is like the anvil. Notice the anvil is not replaced. It's the hammer that is replaced. And it's interesting and sad to say many of these people are in hell for eternity because they didn't want to listen to the truth. Because they just wanted to be a part of the gang. They just wanted to be a part of the good old boys that like other boys. Right? Again, friends, from an outsider looking in, it seemed as if soldiers on both sides of the battlefield were being played on a chessboard. I want to let you know, they were. They are. I mean, who's creating the wars our boys are dying in? And for whom does it work? I can just hear someone right now saying, some state-run media individual-minded individual saying, are you kidding me? Didn't you watch Fox News last night? Or didn't you watch CNN last night? Didn't you see what they told us? I mean, folks, I know that there's still 21% of the population that believe in what they, the state-run media, promulgate through their lies. But let me set the record straight. Using words right out of the mouths of those that I mean to expose. We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected the promises of our discretion for almost 40 years, who have sold their souls for 30 pieces of silver, who's committed the act of treason like we have towards our own people, as if to suggest we're not on the same boat that's about to sink, even by those that we're fraternizing with that we think are buddy-buddy. Nope, sooner or later, the history of tyrants is once they get where they want to go, then they kill off another layer of people, and then another layer, until at length they're disposed of. They said, it would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if it had been subject to the bright lights of publicity during those years. Yep, thank God saith the Washington Post and the New York Times and Time Magazine and other great publications and directors who have concealed the truth and promoted our lies. Thank you for the modern conservatives and thank you for the modern professing Christians, because you have been our greatest allies. You have been our greatest allies in bringing forth a new world government. They said, the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination practiced in past centuries. In other words, they say, now we can do what other past dictators could not do. Those that warred against heaven in the past, we have got to step up on you. This time it's going to work. 6,000 years later, we finally got it figured out. We've got technology now that's going to war against God, and we're going to win this war. You absolute zero-minded fools in every step and sense of the word. In every step of the way. The Bible is no mere book. It's a power that conquers all who would oppose it. See, and I want to tell you something. It's my father that wrote that book. And regardless, in life or death, I will see on that final day every single one of these absolute foolish, the big L friends, the losers to mankind, traitors to mankind, will all kneel down before my big brother, the captain of my salvation, and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, like it or not. Like it or not. And by the way, if they didn't know what they were warring against, why is it always aimed at Christianity? Because they know exactly who they're at war with. It's a losing battle. Oh, by the way, who said that? That quote? Well, that was David Rockefeller. Mr. Rockefeller, in an address to a trilateral commission meeting in June of 1991. And I just got to bring this in here again, too, friends. We know that President George H.W. Bush on September 11th, 1991, as if to say that he knew what was coming down the road, called for a new world order, and keep in mind, their method is order out of chaos. I didn't say that. Georgie did. So, America, after sharing that experience with you, who's creating the chaos? Those who are taking control after the chaos has been created. Why is it after every time chaos is created, why is the government asking for more regulations, and governmental power? Why are they asking you to relinquish your rights to give more power to them? Hey, folks, this is not complicated. Then came September 11, 2001, when we know that after 9/11, Americans were told that they were attacked by radical Islamic terrorists. Hey, friends, I got a question for you. Knowing who George H.W. Bush is, how come he's not condemning Barack Hussein Obama? How come George W. Bush isn't condemning Barack Hussein Obama? How come Cheney isn't condemning Barack Hussein Obama? Well, it's because they're all in it together. They're all calling for the New World Order. As a matter of fact, China's calling for a New World Order. Russia's calling for a New World Order. The Pope's calling for a New World Order. And the American people are still trying to figure out if this is all created or contrived. Out of thin air. What is? And here's the guilty party. And furthermore, the American people know it. We also know that after 9/11, it was not the Taliban that asked the American people to give up the rights that hundreds and thousands have fought, bled, and died to give us. It was the American government that did, which is foreign to American government, that they continued to do so by the force of circumstance and the force of circumstance in which they were forcing. Let me say that again. America, after 9/11 to the present, it's not the Taliban, it's not ISIS that has asked the American people to give up your rights. It's been your government that has been taking them away incrementally, little by little. Why is that? I got a couple more points to make after this broadcast. Sponsors coming up. Be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob Ellis, owner and operator of AmericanClarion.com. Bradley Dean is one of our newest contributors at American Clarion, and his columns are some of our biggest hit generators. Bradley is a warrior when it comes to speaking the truth unapologetically and with an appeal that people should embrace what's right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sons of Liberty, folks. I sound probably the way that I feel. You know what, friends? I just wanted to share this with you. Do you know that I've been in ministry for about 20 years now? Do you know that most, they call them pastors. And by the way, don't call me a pastor. I'm not a pastor. Use a little biblical common sense here. I've been in ministry for 20 years. I have never one time taken a sabbatical. Never. I don't understand that. I mean, it's not like you can have kids, right, and throw them off for 40 days. But I've been in ministry for 20 years, and I've never taken a sabbatical. And yet, I hear people all across the country that are part of ministries that are taking sabbaticals every year. And it's like you look at them, it's like, dude, you don't even look like you've got that smile on your face. You ain't got no war wounds. It's like, what do you need a sabbatical from? I mean, this ministry's got wounds from the very top of our head to the very soles of our feet, and we're still engaged with the enemy on a daily basis. No, because we understand that the enemy sows tares while men slept. We can't go to sleep, right, friends? We got to keep our eyes open. And that's what it means when you wave that Gadsden flag where it says, don't tread on me. That snake, that coiled up snake, means he's ready to strike and his eyes are always open. I guess that must be a thing of the past in this country. Not sure. Hey, folks, talking about to add on to what I'm talking about right now, I went over to some other outlets that I'm on right now. And did you know that Homeland Insecurity, which it is, remember Jay Johnson, the director of Homeland Security, he said he was appointed for the flight for the voice of the Muslims. He's there to help the Muslims along, is what he said. But did you know that, listen, you can't make this stuff up, friends. The State Department wants to rehabilitate reintegrate returning jihadists to America. This is a fact. Your enemy is at the helm, and you're on that boat. The State Department wants to rehabilitate, reintegrate, returning jihadists. Folks, who's the enemy? Did you also know, on the same outlet, there's a bill letting 9/11 victims sue Saudis goes to Obama's desk that he promised that he would veto. Of course he's going to veto it. He's going to protect his own. That's what you do when you're a homeboy. Got to protect my own. I'm from North Minneapolis. I get it, right? You know, it's interesting. I was kind of raised up in the hood in North Minneapolis. But I remember my mom used to say to me, she would ask me to do something with a little compromise in it at times, and it would be like, no. And she used to get really mad at me. So going back to his statement, you know, about how he's got to protect his own, because that's what it is. He's not going to sign that bill. He's going to protect Saudis because he's an agent for Saudi Arabia. He's a foreigner, America. You'll figure this out after the fact, like you do everything else. You know, you're slow to see and you're slow to hear. And it's not an excuse because it's not going to work on Judgment Day. But he's going to protect his own, folks. He's not only protecting them, he's funding them. And this is what the whole show's been premised on. He's funding them. He's giving them gold. He's arming them. The guy in the White House is arming those that mean to kill you. Let's call it for what it is. I mean, it's not like you go over to the Middle East and start talking in praising Americanism, the Constitution, or Jesus Christ, not in that order. And it's not like they're not going to want to lop your head off, right? Well, at least that's, again, what we're told. They're absolutely extreme. No, I want to tell you who's extreme. This administration that is lopping the heads off of innocent babies in the womb, and the American people tolerate it. And it's not funny. There's no gist in that last comment at all. It sickens me to the core. Proverbs 6:17. And this is my last segment. And I want to reiterate this point. We also know that after 9/11, it was not Osama bin Laden, who, by the way, when he was captured, was thrown in the water before anybody could identify his body. And guess what? The American people rejoiced that Osama bin Laden, the one that took down the two towers, he's now dead in the sea. Really? Are you really that stupid, America? Really? Well, I mean, a guy that's responsible for the death of 3,000 Americans, you never one time seen his body. He was given a Muslim funeral. He was wrapped up and thrown in the water before anybody could identify him, and the American people just sucked it in. Oh yeah, we got rid of him, man. Our Navy SEALs, they took rid of him. Yeah. And then through Extortion 17, all of a sudden we lost, what, 33 of our best? Navy SEALs don't die, America. And then we find out later it was a trade-off. And then we find out imams were damning our soldiers. And we can go into great specificity concerning Extortion 17, friends, to prove that point. And I wouldn't have to go very far to prove that point. But just listen to the parents. The parents will tell you who's responsible for that trade-off concerning Extortion 17. Barack Hussein Obama was and is. But folks, it wasn't your created enemies that asked the American people to give up rights. It wasn't your created enemies that asked you, America, to give up your rights. It wasn't them. It was your government. Hey, folks, I don't need to talk about on a daily basis every branch on the tree to prove the point. Because it always comes back to this. The way to deal with all the branches on the tree is to lay the axe to the root of it. That was John the Baptist. Remember the guy that used to point his finger at the king and tell him all of the evils in which he committed? Yep. So if we understand that it's not the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, that asked the American people to give up their rights, then Who's been asking you, America, to give up your rights? I'm not going to play stupid with some of you out there. I'm just asking you a real sincere question. Who is it? Well, you're being entertained watching football and baseball and basketball. Who is it? And just forget about those relatives of yours that sacrificed themselves to give you your freedoms. We also know, as I shared with you earlier, that in Europe, before his presidency, we played the audio where Barack was calling for a new world order, just like the Bushes. We also know, like I told you earlier, Henry Kissinger on May 31st, 2007, said that those who oppose the new world order are terrorists. Folks, this guy tells on himself all the time. I mean, if America would simply read the warning signs from our forefathers, then she would not be made a fool of ill-designing men. Neither would our soldiers, our young brothers and sisters who die on the battlefield through unconstitutional wars. That is one thing I seriously need to talk to the Lord about. Where we can have an open conversation and just say and ask the question, Lord, how is it that the masses tolerated the crimes of a few? And yet it was the masses that paid the price concerning the crimes of a few. Why is it that the people don't take those corrupt politicians, put them all in an iron-fenced cage and let them fight to the death? I guarantee you know what they would do? They would probably sodomize each other if you were to put them in a cage. Because that's exactly what they're doing right now. I'm not even kidding you. Read the Homosexual Manifesto. It'll tell you. Matter of fact, we had a Secret Service agent in the United States talk about what he sees at the door of Barack Hussein Obama. He is a sodomite. You can even go to Larry Sinclair, who will tell you that he's a sodomite. And three other people that were killed by the administration before he got into the people's White House who wanted to come forth and tell the American people that he's a sodomite and that he's a part of, Barry's bathhouse in Chicago. But we don't want to talk about that. And then when he begins to advocate the homosexual lifestyle, making children a prey in public schools, then the American people still are trying to figure out what's going on. But going back to the point, why is it that the masses will die concerning and over the sins of few? If they want to fight, if they want a war, then send them. Because America, our forefathers, when there was war, they were the first ones to go. Now they send your kids. I mean, it's simple, friends. I'm sick and tired of seeing our boys come back in boxes. Are you? Remember, terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. That comes from none other than Joseph Stalin's totalitarian government. And I didn't say that, Condoleezza Rice did. The system of terror was essential to Stalinism.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.